This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's Bradley, 2-on-1. Bradley shooting, he scores! Mikael Bradley, second of the night. Dallas takes a 2-1 lead with 2 minutes to play in the second.
Oh, that is Steve Levy with the call. Stars 3-1 winners over the Jets as they take a 3-1 series lead. It's Sean and RJ, 105.3, the Phantom, RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt, Peyton and Aiden alongside. And it is time for the most electrifying man in DFW right now.
I was telling Jake he needs to sit here and Sean's chair because Sean's out today.
Yeah, you're in Sean's
chair. Found some more paternity. Well, yeah, I figured somebody should fill up the chair. Because, see, look, whenever Sean's out, Jake's always saying, like, you know, I should really sit in Sean's chair.
Like, right.
He's always saying, like, I should really have Sean's spot. Yeah. And so I was like, well,
no,
like, why don't you just sit right here?
We're not doing this.
He's like, no, that's not what I meant when I said I want Sean's spot. I was like, all right, okay, all right.
That's not true.
I just figured someone should keep
it. What do I say?
Reetma.
Let's talk hockey. None of that BS that Bobby tries to start. We're not doing that. I just want to talk Dallas. Stars.
The Grim Reetma.
Bing bong.
As ASU Reed, my boy Reed.
Yeah, Reed still has not forgiven me for all the shots I took at the ASU sororities.
Well, yeah,
you did. When Cam Scataboo came through town.
No. Oh, that's our guy that helped get the tickets for the Big 12 championship?
Yeah.
Shout out to
Reed's
ASU
a good
Reed.
Dude, man.
He knows all his plugs. Come on.
Reed's a good dude,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely.
All right, so you were in the building.
Yeah, how about it? Yeah. Me and 18,000 other electrified fans, just
baby,
ready to go.
Did you get booted from the main press box again?
I did once again, which I'm fine with. I actually take it at this point as kind of a compliment because you're with the people. You get the rally towels. Now, I don't wave it. I have respect for the process. I'm not a fan. Big J covering the game.
Big J.
Yeah.
God.
I can't, but I did get the towel that they gave away. I had Ottinger's face on it. It was just perfect because he made a statement to begin that game. Because make no mistake about it, Winnipeg came ready to play. And without Jake Ottinger in the first 10 minutes, that's a totally different game. And really for
the second period,
second period as well. I mean, obviously shots on goal are huge. The Jets outshot the Stars 10-5 in that first period. They outshot them for the game 32-24. And not just shots on goal, but high quality scoring chances. A lot of high danger chances that Ottinger turned away.
So how clear was it in the arena that, like, the non-goalies at Winnipeg, they skated better? Was it clear in the arena?
Yeah, you just felt them controlling the game, you know, and from up and down 200 feet, they were in control. And until that, I will call it a playoff soft goal by Mikael Granlund, his first of the game, beating Hellebuck side. I mean, that's a game where Winnipeg has the momentum. They're clearly outskating Dallas, and you let a soft goal like that, you let the crowd back in it, because I felt largely that the crowd was out of it in that first period, and not in a bad way. It's just Winnipeg was controlling the pace of play. And then all of a sudden, that first goal's in. You've got a lead after one period of play. And the first of three for Mikael Granlund. I mean, a hat trick. Come
on. There we go, baby. There we go.
Why can't they stop Finnish hockey players? Do you think that's what it is? Is Hellebuck just doesn't know how to stop Finnish shooters?
That's got to be
I think that's the issue, right?
Might be the issue.
Well, they did start chanting USA again, which I love. You know, give me a good USA chant anytime. And obviously, it's for Ottinger. But I think we got to somehow figure out a way to get a Finland chant going. I mean, it's not as
well, Hellebuck's an American goalie, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if it's just for Ottinger. Yeah. It's probably more for the Stars because they're playing a team from Canada.
That's a great point.
You're aware of this, right?
Yes, you have a map. Winnipeg is north of Minnesota, eh?
Yeah,
and speaking of Minnesota, there was a Minnesotan in
so
the
electric.
Building. You know who was in the building?
Taken
Minnesotian? I think that's what they call
it. Paige Beckers.
Paige Beckers, that's right. Had the star sweater on. Paige Buckets. The crowd was going crazy for her. And you got to love that because she's just endearing herself to the DFW sports community. I love it.
Here's how much a new day has come, to quote Celine Dion, is that while I was out sick, I think the only sports content I sent you guys was a Paige Beckers highlight in the group chat.
So you're all about it now.
I do like Paige Beckers. I think she's entertaining.
She's entertaining.
She had a badass. There was like a tip out to her, and she just like collected it with one hand and then ripped the ball inside on like just a laser beam pass.
Nice.
It was great.
So you said the crowd was kind of out of it early, but after that first goal, it was
business as usual. Playoff hockey, getting in the head of Connor Hellebuck with the old Connor chant with the Otters better. And additionally,
the whiny chant that all hockey fans do. This,
the goalie's last name or first name,
where it's just like the Connor. That is so amazing. Like people used to do it with Roger Clemens. Like Red Sox fans, he would go back to the Roger. It's I love it.
The only thing, it's bad luck this series because Connor sometimes sounds like Otter.
Yeah, I get that.
But when you emphatically have the Otters better.
Yeah.
Otter's better.
And listen, he just jumps.
Although
this guy's so electric, I love it.
This is the energy from the kids' hockey game, man. This is the.
It was too hot for the kids' hockey game yesterday.
So were you? How was the pregame? What was the pregame like?
Pregame was in the playoffs. You know, I feel like honestly, there's more
in there with the kids.
No, there's more of a focused energy going into the building. You know, you walk in, you got the towels being handed out. I do a little lap around the AAC, take a little panoramic photo because just want to capture it. You know, you want to feel it. And I've always said this about the Stars game day operations crew. They've always got something that's entertaining, whether it's pregame, between periods, whatever it is. And so you go to a Stars game, you will not be entertained at all in the entire time.
Dude, I saw this on, I think it was on TikTok or Instagram, but like it was a clip of a hockey podcast. And these guys keep saying like they're dying to go to a Stars game because of the crowd.
I saw that too, yeah.
And I'm like, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, maybe my time, everything, like 10 years ago to me is like 2001. You know,
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, 30 years ago to me is like the 60s. It's just the way it is. Right?
You know what I was thinking of driving in, actually? I don't know why I was thinking about this specific for you, but we are 5 years away from the decade where you turned 60.
Yeah, up yours.
Wow, you're so old, man.
Jeez. So we saw that Chris Berman is he signed a contract, right? And he is going to take his contract. It's going to be until his contract expires on ESPN's 50th anniversary.
Oh, my God.
And ESPN was 1979. I was 1979. So I'm like just the shot to my core of like, oh, my God.
And the best is we'll have the tracker because we just keep track of ESPN. So
ESPN and
everybody
me.
Knows
same,
it.
Same year, yeah. Right? ESPN and me, same year. But thank you. Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome.
One.
I don't know why that just popped in my head. I was just like,
no,
damn,
yeah,
Chop is
good.
Old.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So you need to get a Stars jersey that says Reitma on the back. So people can recognize you.
What number would he have?
Oh, that's a great question.
That's a really good one.
Really good question.
Probably 69, right?
Yeah, nice. Nice.
No. I don't 13, because it goes to the 13 and under hockey games in the plaza.
Stop it. All right, who's been an under... Jamie Benn. So I saw this a lot on social media last night. There's a lot of people that have been just killing him in general, but like he had, I thought he had a pretty decent game last night for sure. But how has he been to you in the entire postseason?
Yeah, it's so interesting you say that because I always, you know, I bring my sticky notes in here with a couple of notes that I, if we need stuff to talk about, that's last on my note as far as priorities. So a couple other things that jumped out to me before that. But with Jamie Benn, the stats aren't going to blow you away. And one thing I didn't love yesterday, late in that third period, he takes a penalty after the whistle. And I get it. He's the captain. He's standing up for his guys. But you've got a two-goal lead, and you take a penalty after the whistle that just gives a little bit of life.
Both of their big vets. Sagan took two.
And both you feel like, and I think the hockey hawk, Gavin, tweeted it out, that the kind of unnecessary both of them were for Sagan and Jamie Benn as well. You just don't want, anytime you have a stranglehold on a team, you don't want to give them any air. And I felt like that penalty just gave them a little bit of life and a reason to believe. Now, they killed off the penalty, no problem. Stars' penalty kill has been incredible. 3 for 3 again last night. That's a big part of this series. The Jets are just 1 for 16 on the power play the entire series because the Stars' penalty kill has been so good. But Jamie Benn, -6, and hockey, plus minus isn't everything, but -6 in the playoffs, which is very surprising.
So let's look ahead to game 5. Is Winnipeg done like for game 5? Are they just kind of going
I'm a
back
big
here?
Body language guy, and you watch some of the footage of them skating off the ice. You got guys slamming sticks, you got guys hanging heads, and obviously that's not everything, but I think that tells a lot of the psyche of where this Jets team is at right now. Obviously Hellebuck, completely different goalie at home than he is on the road.
Like 8 straight road
games.
Yeah,
it's bad. It's bad. Yeah. And the split, take a split. It doesn't matter. It's just so drastically different, whether it's save percentage, whatever it is. He's just a totally different goalie. And so if, again, this is, you know, we're in the prediction business, I guess, but this is not even worth its own oxygen. But if the Jets come out ready to play, you know, hair on fire, desperate team, whatever it is, it would not shock me. Because what other option do they have? Roll over and die? I don't think they're going to do that.
They do play well at home, you're right. Mm-hmm. They don't play well on the road, and Hellebuck, obviously, it gets into his head.
Absolutely. Other note, Miro looked great. I mean, his first game back, Miro Heiskanen, and I think you mentioned this. I was trying to listen as much as I could, but there was a 3-on-1 where he's the only one back defensively. He doesn't give up a shot, Choppy. That's how good his defense was. They don't even register a shot on goal, and he gets a point. He was the third star of the game last night.
Are Miro and Esa Lindell better goaltenders right now than Connor Hellebuck?
Everybody is a better goaltender right now. Hey, can we get you a new hat? That thing's pretty hideous.
Yeah, you didn't like this one. I was just trying
it's
to match
too floppy.
The colors.
You look like you're going to christen a flying wasp.
It's from a golf course.
I was going to say, you got the Texas Rangers shirt on.
Texas Rangers. That was for you. I had
the T.R. Sullivan hat.
My Keller softball
I heard.
Sweatshirt on the other day, and you weren't here, Bobby.
They lost. Well, I mean, Marcus is our home high school, so I was split either way. But
They
lost again. It was close. They were all, I think they were all one-run games in the 3-game series.
I do need to update the hat selection, though, because I was looking at my hats this morning, and I think, like, I don't think I'm going to get fired. I don't think this... I think I can invest in some long-term hats.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah, you do. That's got to go. You look like... You're about to go boating.
People want to send us, like, all the time, high school hats and different things like that. Like, oh, support our school or whatever. Jake is the one who needs the Texas wardrobe cleanse.
Yeah, he does.
So if you've got your Texas.
I'm working on it, though. I wore a Fire Nico t-shirt yesterday.
No, that's good. That's good. It's good. We're going to be doing Firehouse Tour stops here coming up again next week. If you've got high school gear that you think Jake should wear, just come up, tell us about it.
I want to do what Gruden does and open up the box and
you're going to unbox it?
Yeah, let's go, you know? And here it is from the Texas State Network.
He's a wild man. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Reetma.
Dallas.
Thank you.
Stars.
Hey, thank you guys. Bing bong. Grim Reetma joining us here. 105 through the fan. We have reached the commercial-free express. With that is next. We will chop it up at 7:40, but Bobby's going to take us through exactly how it happened. How exactly did the Mavs get the overall number one pick? That's coming up next. Sean and RJ, 105 through the fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Halliburton against Mitchell. Hunter shows a trap. Halliburton gets rid of it. Far corner, Turner, dagger. A three out of the corner, and all of a sudden, it's so a switch has been thrown. This place is like a library.
That's actually an interesting call. Dagger.
And then this place is like a library?
Yeah. Indiana, 114-105 over Cleveland. They win that series 4-1. They make quick work of the Cavaliers as Halliburton had himself a game. Everyone was loving Rick Carlisle.
Dude, he's
props
a
to Carlisle, man.
You can say whatever you want, and a lot of people do. You can say whatever you want about Rick Carlisle's personality or temperament or whatever. That dude's a hell of a coach. He's such a good basketball coach, dude.
Yeah, he really is. He's tremendous. He was great here. It didn't end the way he wanted it to here. He kind of ended it himself because he walked away. But it was. He has always been a phenomenal basketball coach, and I am rooting hard for the Pacers in the East. Rooting hard.
Why? Dude, this is throwback. Pacers, Knicks.
Yeah, because I hate the Knicks. My chair's falling.
But don't you have been on one with this chair.
Whoever took my chair.
You sound like Brad Pitt in 12 Monkeys. That's my chair. You took my chair.
I never saw it.
Oh, it's a good movie. It's a good movie. You should see it. No, the job that Rick Carlisle's done in Indiana, the job he did here, which there was a lot of. I know by the time they won the title, there was a little bit of a. Gosh, I was just looking at this. This is what you know. That was only his third season here. I could have sworn Carlisle. Had, yeah, I could have sworn Carlisle had been here coaching for.
Yeah, he got here in 08.
I know, but it felt like Carlisle was here coaching for 10 years before they won. But he was he's been great at every stop. Detroit, Indiana, Dallas. That dude is just fantastic basketball coach.
He really is. I feel really, really happy for him. Happy for Pacer fans. That was been a bad franchise that nobody wanted to go to. Then he goes there, changes the culture. And now they're in the East Finals again. And you know, we'll see who they obviously it's probably gonna be the Knicks. They're up 3-1. But
what's the nightmare for the NBA right now? Minnesota, Indiana?
Yeah. Or Oak City.
Yeah.
TV market.
Probably Oklahoma City, yeah. Because even still, at least Ant is like kind of the next face up. Shea is, awesome.
Yeah.
But Shea's also, I mean, like, that's not even an American-born basketball player. Like, that's a Canadian player.
That's, I mean, that's like, Yeah, but I don't think it's like.
But if you're just talking about from the perspective like the league, like wanting to elevate Ant, then they would clearly prefer Ant Minnesota over Shea. And
I agree. And Halliburton's not a like household superstar. He's a good player, very good player, but not a household superstar.
Boy, I'll tell you, marketing consultant Cody was just laughing his behind off a couple weeks ago as an Oklahoma City fan. Going, hey, we're accepting bandwagon applications for you.
Oh, yeah.
You deserted, you know, Mavs fans, and then they've gotten punched in the mouth a couple times. They win that one right there, 3-2. But they've gotten punched in the mouth a couple times by the Nuggets, and now Cooper Flagg's coming to Dallas, and he's a lot quieter.
Yeah, he is. I'll tell you this, though. Denver blew a chance. They blew a chance. The problem is they went 7 with the Clippers. It was evident to start that fourth quarter. Denver is gassed in the series.
Hartenstein screen, Shea jumped out by Brown. Gilles Alexander 5 to shoot. Angle left fires a 3 that's online. Got it! Sir King of Thunder Moneyball, Thunder by 6, oh baby! 47.4 left.
Matt Pinto on the call.
Pinto. Thunder radio with the call. It's right now, it's a 3-2 series lead for the Thunder. 112-105. Despite a big one from the Joker last night. Another one. And a heave. A heave of a 3 down by 3 late.
Dude, you want to talk about gassed. That's the guy who looks gassed right now.
Yeah.
He is just drained. And look, game one, he was fantastic. Last night, he was fantastic. You look at the way he shot in between those games. My gosh. It's honestly lucky that Denver was even able to win one of those games with the way, like the type of performance that he was having. Because he just, it was, and no disrespect here. But, I mean, it's Jason Tatum-esque in terms of just those where Tatum gets in those postseason runs. And it's like, how did you just shoot 6 of 23 in 3 straight games out of nowhere when you're like a 50% scorer for a lot of the season or whatever? I mean, these are his games so far, games 2 through 4 for Jokic, 6 for 16, 8 for 25 in the win where he shot 0 for 10 from 3, and then 7 for 22. So in that 3-game stretch, you're talking about he shot 21 of 63, exactly 33%.
Well, he was amazing last night, and it just wasn't enough because everybody, you know, he was gassed too. But that fourth quarter, they started like 1 of 10 in the field of the fourth quarter. They let OKC stay in it. They let him stay in it, and they should have won that game.
You know the biggest problem too is he's been taken away as a distributor.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yep.
His 5 lowest assist performances in this postseason have been all 5 games against Oklahoma City. Every single game he played in that 7-game series against the Clippers, he had more assists than a single game in this.
They need something from Michael Porter Jr. He's given them nothing. I'm hoping Denver wins. Like, I want Denver to win this series. I want Denver to go to the finals.
Jonte Porter got money on the OKC. You think that's what it is?
That's probably what it is.
The way that he's playing.
So that's your NBA from last night. And then tonight, we will have, looks like we will have the Knicks Celtics at 6 o'clock on TNT, Warriors T-Wolves at 8:30.
That might be, man, as much as Jokic has struggled, that's got to be one of the worst stat lines I've ever seen this series right now from Michael Porter Jr. Holy cow.
Hey, guess the spread for the Celtics-Knicks tonight.
Celtics 5.5.
4.5. 4.5. I mean, he was right.
I was right.
Huh?
He said 5.5.
Yeah, but he had the right team. I would have guessed the Knicks were favored tonight. There's no Tatum.
What?
Vegas just...
There's no Tatum. They're up 3-1.
Vegas just is in love with the Celtics regardless. They believe in the Joe Mazzulla psychopath.
They do. 6 o'clock, Knicks, Celtics, 8:30, Warriors, T-Wolves. All right, how did this happen? Take us through the lottery process and everything. This is from The Athletic.
Yeah, this is over at The Athletic or The New York Times. However you prefer to identify them. This is Mike Vorkunov, I guess is his name, and he's a writer for The Athletic. And, boy, he has this dramatic retelling of the NBA draft lottery process. And I'm curious, now that you've had a day to think about it, Chop, with the Mavericks getting the number one pick, have your feelings changed at all? Are you more certain, less certain, or just the same that this was rigged in favor of the Mavs?
Oh, it's to say, I think it's rigged. I mean, I don't think in general.
You're not going the Hagee and Corey Majors and Mike Bassick route where they're saying, oh, we think that now that the Luka trade was orchestrated as part of this.
All right, I think the NBA draft lottery most years is on the up and up. There are a few where it's a little bit too coincidental. LeBron leaves, they get the number one pick. Anthony Davis gets traded, they get the number one pick. The Ewing one, obviously. The Derrick Rose one. Oh, it just so happens that this Derrick Rose guy from Chicago goes to a Bulls franchise in the second largest market or third, whatever, that needed some reason for people to show up to games. And then the fourth largest TV market, DFW, is losing their fan base and the NBA acts. The NBA doesn't get in the way of teams making trades. The NBA didn't tell the Pelicans to trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers. The NBA didn't tell the Mavericks to trade Luka to the Lakers. Okay? Stupidity on Nico's part told him to trade Luka to the Lakers. This was simply a byproduct. The fans, the Maverick fans need to get credit here for getting the overall number one pick. Their anger, their vitriol, the fact that they tuned out and checked out and sold out of this organization is what got the Mavs the number one pick.
Because what was the, you mentioned the fact that they tune out and the financial losses that the Mavericks incurred. What was it that Tim McMahon had said? Dozens of millions?
Dozens of
millions. We were talking about, there was discussion that the Mavericks had lost north of $100 million already. Like just in terms of merchandising, canceled season ticket sales. How much do you think, by the way, how much do you think that has turned around for them in the first 24
ticket sales?
Yeah. I wonder if that's gone. I wonder if they've gotten any reversal calls yet.
That's a good question. I should ask. I should reach out.
Go ahead. Start snooping around on that one. All right. So over at The Athletic, they've got it drawn. This is a very dramatic retelling of the NBA lottery process, Chop. The slow draw of the ping pong balls for the NBA drafts lottery is always filled with tension. The 10 seconds between numbers feel interminable when the fate of 14 selections is on the line. But the results at least follow an order, a universal law of reason. Well, we just went over how they don't, as Choppy just laid out all the different times where it's gone sideways. Some team in desperate need of talent after a sad season is hoping for relief, and this is where it finds it, a reward of sorts for a team that deserves it. But what happened on the first floor of the McCormick Place West Convention Center in downtown Chicago was hardly plausible. The reaction in the room when an NBA lawyer read out the winner of Monday night's drawing was silence and disbelief. The Dallas Mavericks, the franchise that spent the last 4 months of this season in disaster after trading away Luka Doncic, had won the NBA draft lottery. Matt Riccardi, the team's assistant general manager and representative in the room, sat still at first. He had followed the numbers as they were read and knew his team had a shot, but it was slim. The Mavericks came into the evening with a 1.8% shot at landing the number one pick. The Atlanta Hawks won the lottery last year as a long shot, and their odds were twice as high. Eight teams still had an opportunity to win the pick before the last ball popped out of the smart play lottery machine. When it came out a 7, 10, 14, 11, 7, it dawned on Riccardi how his life had just changed. He reacted meagerly, no doubt cognizant of the unwritten rule of the lottery room that celebrations remain muted, then turned to Portland Trail Blazers assistant general manager Andre Patterson and shook his hands. The stakes Monday were no less than franchise-altering. Cooper Flagg, the Duke star, has been the consensus top player in this draft class for the last year and is rare talent. Those in the lottery room could barely believe it. Incredulity was a common response. Mm-hmm. I know incredulous, but I guess it's incredulity was a common response. Many in the building agreed it was the most bizarre lottery they could remember, Chop. When the lottery drawing was televised on ESPN, with the people inside the room already aware of the results, there was laughter when the broadcast announced that the Mavericks had moved into the top four. It barely seemed real. The Mavericks just traded away.
Wait a second. Yeah. So this is contradictory to everything they say. On the broadcast, they say the only person in the world who knows who's number one is that one guy who was out there with the envelopes.
Yeah, this is not what The Athletic is saying. The Athletic is saying that when what happened on the first floor of the convention center, when they started dropping the ping pong balls, I guess Matt Riccardi, the Dallas Mavericks assistant general manager, he was in the room and various people were in the room, but I guess they're barred from contact is what I would guess. But they were sitting in there and they were watching on TV as it was all played out. And it said that those in the room could barely believe it. It said the Mavericks had moved in the top four. They were basically giggling when the broadcast was showing it, knowing what the results were about to be. And it said the Mavericks were here, now bathed in luck all over again. Riccardi said, a crazy year for sure. His voice hoarse, standing in front of his seat on the third level of a makeshift podium, a row usually reserved for the teams picking at the back end of the lottery. In his hand, Riccardi held a packet of all 1,001 potential lottery combinations. Only 18 could do the Mavericks any good. He had put a blue and yellow sticker of an owl over that section. His Italian friends called him the owl in Italian. I don't know how to pronounce it. And he brought that gift from his 13-month-old son, Leo, as his good luck charm. But he was realistic about his odds of success. Yeah, 1.8%, he said. I think the Dallas fan base deserved this. I think that's hilarious right there. Is that Matt Riccardi, the Dallas Mavericks are now to the point where they're publicly saying, like, y'all deserved a break after everything we've put you through. Like, for them to say the fans deserved this. Yeah. Deserved it because of what?
Because of you.
Because of something you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that at least, I guess that's as close as we're getting to own it up. But, like, when you hear it retold like this, doesn't it sound like I'm more convinced now that this whole thing was a sham? Talking about people watching on the first floor, giggling, waiting for the results, already knowing what they are. And how improbable. Oh, everybody just agreed.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It was the most improbable set of circumstances.
So he's saying that he knew which ball numbers combination the Mavs needed?
Well, yeah, they knew that, I guess, beforehand. They know before what combo you need.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, out of 1,001 potential combinations, he knew what they needed. And they needed a 10, 14, 11, and 7.
And, okay, so he was able to do the math. All right, now that doesn't change anything for you?
What do you mean?
This is fixed?
No, this makes me feel like more this is a conspiracy.
Like, I'm sure they can rig the lottery balls to come out the way they want to.
Yeah, I just mean, this to me sounds more like the fact that just the whole way they talk about people giggling as the results come and just like, yeah, we all knew how improbable this was. But yeah, it all seems so orchestrated and phony.
Robert Belt. Interesting.
So, I don't know. To me, that's where I've come down to this thing, is that the more you hear this, the more it's something where the way it's described and the way it's set up, it sounds fishy to me, Chop, and I'm not buying into it.
We will talk to Seth Greenberg from ESPN at 8 o'clock this morning. He will give us all we need to know about Cooper Flagg. He's a college basketball, obviously, analyst on ESPN, former head coach at Virginia Tech. So, he'll tell us about Cooper Flagg and the like.
I mentioned this earlier today. The Sports Seriously podcast interviewed Dwayne Wade yesterday. Here's the clip of Dwayne Wade talking about the idea of, could this be rigged?
the Mavs winning the draft lottery. I'm curious because everyone thinks it's rigged. Oh my gosh, what do you say, Dwayne? What is this, man? What is going on?
It's a business. Now, I'm not saying anyone is doing anything because I'm not a witness in it, but this is a business that we are part of. And I think people forget that in the competition of sports and what we love, because we grow up playing sports and it's not a business when we grow up. But when you're in the NBA, it's a business, and the business has to do its best job to make sure that, you know, it's taken care of. And so I don't know. I'm just saying. I think it was 2008 when I thought we was going to get the number one pick. We ended up getting a number two pick. We drafted Mike Beasley. But the Chicago Bulls, just like Dallas, they had a small percentage, and then they end up jumping into the top four. And in my mind, I said, Derrick Rose is number one pick in the draft. The Bulls are going to get first, and the Bulls did. So maybe that's a coincidence. Maybe LeBron going to Cleveland is a coincidence. Maybe these things are. But it's good to talk about, and it gives all of us something on our platform to talk about. So we're going to talk about it.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is a coincidence. It's a lot of coincidences.
That sounds like he thinks it is rigged, though.
That's a lot of coincidences.
Like, competition's great, but at the end of the day, This is a business, and businesses got to look out for themselves.
Yeah, and people are saying, you know, you can watch it online. It's recorded. You can watch the and we did. We went and watched it. And all I'm saying is, like, you could probably absolutely fix a lottery ball machine.
Yeah, and how difficult is it to just, you know, put an envelope in a freezer? Or bend a corner.
Back then?
You know?
Back
or just
then.
Even now?
It wasn't even a lottery back then. It was like pick a card, any card.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it was back then.
Yeah,
so.
Look, I've seen some wild, wild stuff for magicians. I think you can figure out a way to make the right balls come out that you want.
All right, it is the commercial-free expressway right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let us hook you up.
All right, Tolos, right now, that's right. Call number 10 at 877-881-1053 wins a four-pack of tickets to see the Rangers and Blue Jays Tuesday, May 27th at Globe Life Field in Arlington. And you'll want to get the early Tolos because the first 15,000 fans in the stadium will also receive a Bruce Bochy World Series Parade bobblehead. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Seth Greenberg at 8 o'clock. We have a new segment to debut at 8:20. And now we are going to chop it up.
All right, here we go, fellas. Let's have a little fun today.
Bobby Belt, question for you,
RJ Choppy,
young man.
Mm-hmm. I am young, not all turning right. 60 next decade.
You know what? I can't ask you this. I'm going to ask Peyton this one. You have AirPods, right?
Yes, I do. Oh. AirPod Pros, I believe.
Okay.
Did have them.
He did have them.
He lost them? No, I did I gave them to Amanda.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, they say if you get AirPods through your work, sell them immediately.
Spying on you?
Your bosses can spy on you with AirPods that they give you through your work. There is a way for them, and people are saying that they can be tracked indirectly through the work, mobile, or laptop, not necessarily Apple branded, whose location an employer can access anyway. So if they give you AirPods, they can connect them to their devices and track you. So track your whereabouts. They can even say they can spy on you and maybe listen in, which is wild to me that they'd be able to listen in.
I mean,
that.
This is a new era. These are the things you got to watch out for, Chop. You got to watch out for the surveillance of your employer. And, you know, anytime you go into an Airbnb, you got to check, make sure there's no cameras scoping you out. Who knows what else they've been listening to? Look, they've all been listening to us for 15 years already.
For the most part, they say this is for remote workers because they want to see if you decided to go to the bar at lunchtime or go on a shopping spree, go play golf in the afternoon. Well, if you're supposed to be working.
None of your business if I'm drinking during the day.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be working.
That's right. Yeah. Who says? Employees should be suspicious of AirPods that arrive in a previously opened box or naked without any packaging. So if they just give them to you, be very, very wary. By the way, if they just give them to you, though, you need the case. Or they're saying they just give you the case?
Yeah, it comes with the charging port.
Yeah, that would be fishy to me. If it's already opened. Oh, here's some used headphones. I'm like, let's put these disgusting. Is there anything more disgusting than earbuds of somebody else? I mean, don't even look at them. My son has got AirPods. I mean, they're brown. Brownish yellow.
Like I said, Amanda has mine now, but I didn't use them that often.
Like, clean your ears, man. What's going on?
I didn't like So I'm not a big AirPods guy.
No.
I don't like the fit. I don't like the feel. I still, to this day, would prefer wired headphones.
Did you use the
wireless.
Pros or the other ones? The plastic ones or the ones with the rubber tip? The plastic ones are awful. They're so uncomfortable.
I don't remember. I paid like $300 for them back in the day, so I don't remember. Yeah, I just know they're
pricey,
super expensive, and they didn't sound that great, and I didn't like them.
They're pricey. I'll tell you what. They don't wash very well.
No?
No. They don't wash very well. You put them in the washing machine, and you're screwed. I really hate this. Microsoft is laying off 3% of its workforce in a shift to AI.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
They want AI.
I mean, I guess I'm not surprised a company like Microsoft, which deals with things like software relating to AI, would probably look to take advantage of this.
7,000 jobs overall. These are global, mostly global jobs, but they're going to shift them to AI. I hate this. I hate this. I mean, come on.
Did you see?
You want to do AI with like high school kid temp work? Fine. Real people careers? What are we doing?
Did you see? I had thrown it in. I threw it in my prep the other day. Did you see how a guy went for a job interview and was interviewed by AI?
I heard about that.
This is nuts. So
this is why interviews don't matter.
This is from Newsweek. They say when you show up, not to hijack your segment, but it says when you show up to a job interview, you're typically prepared to dive deep into your background as a job candidate and the specifics of the role and company you're interested in. However, due to the rise in artificial intelligence in the workplace, some job candidates are experiencing a unique situation where they show up for the interview only to find the person behind the phone or Zoom call interview isn't a person at all. It's a robot designed by the company to interview and help make hiring decisions. A man named Leo Humphreys recorded some of his experiences being interviewed by a glitchy AI in a video on TikTok last week, and he told Newsweek, "At first, I wasn't sure how to feel. I think in the moment, I just felt a sense of disappointment." But that's becoming more and more common. You're not just seeing like manual labor stuff where it's like, "Oh, we're gonna just have a machine go out and stack stuff and do different things like that." Like, it's starting to take over the role of like mid-level managers doing job interviews and things like that.
Big no. Big no for me, dog, on that one. I don't be interviewed by any AI. Come on now. What are we doing? I saw this. I heard this on G-Bag yesterday. Maybe you didn't hear this. What is your favorite Pop-Tart? What flavor? There's a right answer here.
I mean, so it changes depending on if we're talking about cold or if I'm putting it in the fridge or it's room temperature or if I'm toasting it.
You're just getting out of the vending machine and you're just eating it raw.
Well, they don't usually have the s'mores in the vending machine, but the s'mores is the best one.
Okay, Peyton?
Mine would be the, I was going to go s'mores. I mean, I'm a chocolate fudge guy. I like that heated up.
The correct answer is brown sugar, I think.
Dude.
Brown sugar cinnamon ones. But, by the way, my mom bought Pop-Tarts the other day, and they had no they were the frostingless ones. They're plain. Like, this is disgusting.
I mean, at least you have mom to buy you frostingless.
That's true. I should look on the bright side with that.
Come on.
Yeah. But I heard this on G-Bag yesterday that they are coming out with Pop-Tarts ice cream sandwiches. They have just hit the shelves.
Ooh, that sounds like too much sugar.
It's a lot of sugar.
Sounds like
a
lot of ice cream, though. Anything with ice cream.
Anything with ice cream, yes!
You could do cereal and ice cream, everything.
Have you tried cereal and ice cream?
I have not, but now that I said it, I want to.
I bet you that's actually not bad. Throw some corn flakes or frosted flakes. There's some Frosted Flakes on there. Throw some Cinnamon Toast Crunch on there.
I'm a Lucky Charms guy.
Lucky Charms? Okay.
It's got to be the right cereal and the right ice cream, though.
Yeah, what was the cookie? Cookie Crisp?
Cookie Crisp and what, though?
Not Cocoa Crisp, but the cookie, the little ones. Little Cookie Crisp.
Cocoa Crisp was a baseball player. You're talking about Cocoa Crisp.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Not the baseball player.
Hey, it's like, I'm so hungry I could eat Cocoa Crisp. Yeah, Cocoa Crispies.
I love you.
Cocoa Crisp.
I love you, baby.
Now there's Cookie Crisp and Sugar Crisp or Honey Crisp or whatever, but yeah.
I love it. All right, yeah, I would go with the brown sugar ice cream sandwich.
Okay.
But it's got to be with vanilla, I
assume, that's
right?
So that's the thing. It's got to be vanilla if you're going to use the brown sugar one is probably the best one to do an ice cream sandwich with. But, gosh, dude, I don't know. That's so much sugar. Like, way too much. And I think if you are going to do that, then that's maybe your mom's making ice cream sandwiches.
Maybe.
Because you need, I think you do need the unfrosted ones if you're going to do that.
That's possible.
Because, you know, that frosted one, it's almost kind of like acrylic, like on the top when you're biting into it. Like, it's got that weird like iced over hardened crunch to it or whatever, that icing layer. So, I mean, the unfrosted, that's probably the best way to go. You should report on this. You should do an Instagram video like your candle reviews.
Yes.
Slap some ice cream in there on it. And
you know what? That's an idea, Bobby Belt.
I'm an ideas man.
Sean, my boy Sean from the Bogey Bros texted. He said that his wife eats ice cream and cereal every night. She's pregnant. I don't know if I'm supposed to say she's pregnant or whatever, but
wow,
maybe it's
way,
a secret.
Way to snitch. No. Sean Welch, good dude.
Good dude. Very good dude. If you are bald, perhaps this would help you. Scientists think they've cured baldness with a rub. A rub.
Really?
They say your hair follicles are not dead. They're lazy. Okay. They're lazy. You used to scrub a hoof. Back in the old days, they would scrub a hoof.
Would they do that?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Pig hoof or a donkey hoof or something like that on your head?
So I know just
it
from...
It doesn't work, obviously. People are still bald.
So when my middle child, Addison, when she had...
She's bald?
She was. In first grade, kindergarten, first grade, she had alopecia. And so like all of her hair fell.
You can get rid of that?
Well, so that's the thing. Alopecia is completely unpredictable. It can fall out and grow all back. Like the amount that falls out isn't necessarily indicative of whether it's going to come back or not. It can stay out forever. It can grow and fall out in different cycles. It can grow back, be fine, and then fall all out 10 years later. Like it's a completely unpredictable thing once you have it. But they don't have any like great science related to it,
mm-hmm.
but they give you like... And this is obviously different because alopecia, the reason your hair is falling out is different than whatever causes like male pattern baldness. But for that, they'll give you like steroid creams you can rub on like the affected area, see if it does it. But one of the things they did, and we never did this, but dear Lord, it sounded painful. They will do like injections, like they'll give you shots into the mm-hmm. follicles. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess that same sort of... idea. Yeah. If you could have just told me it was a massage to that area, that may help things.
They found it's from UCLA. UCLA scientists found a molecule called PP405 as opposed to PP in the morning.
By the way, I got to give Corey Majors a shout out. He came up with a great replacement name if we get PP in the morning kicked to the curb.
What?
PR crisis.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that's strong from Corey Majors.
That's really good.
That's very good. That's very good. But there's just basically the sleeping lazy hair follicles are telling them to do the old Bill Belichick and do your job. Do your job. So maybe the scientists have found something. It's chopping it up here on 105.3 The Fan. A couple of airport stories for you. First of all, have you been following what's gone on at Newark and Atlanta Airport? Like, first of all, don't fly there. If you have to connect, don't do it. They had an outage. They've had multiple outages of over a minute with air traffic control because their systems are so old at Newark Airport, where the whole screen just goes dark and people are just flying blind. It's not a busy airspace or anything. It's only New York City.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
There's like hardly any planes there. So I'm completely avoiding that one. But Boeing is having such problems making planes, it is going to take them, when it's all said and done, 10 years to finish the new Air Force One.
Why?
They commissioned this in 2017, and it will be ready in 2027. It's already been pushed back again. 10 years to build an airplane?
I don't feel like it should take that long.
I don't feel like it should take that long either. What are we doing?
I don't know. Let's look this up. Let's see what the average... How long does it take to build it? What kind of Boeing is this?
It's a 747.
Like, building what's going on here? According to Google, it says it takes 45 days.
45 days to build a plane?
Yeah.
So you think 10 years is a bit too much?
Now, I guess, like, look, if you're really trying to just, hey, we got to make sure we got this right, and we got to make sure we don't have any, like, oh, this switch didn't work. Like, I mean, basically, maybe that's why all the Boeings are having problems, is that they should be worked on for about 10 years, and Boeing's just putting them together in 45.
Yeah, that could
be it. It's like, these are spare parts. We don't need
them. Let's keep going. That'll fit. That looks like it'll fit.
You know, IKEA, they give you all the extras.
Yeah, we can force that in there. Just strip it.
It's that bank angle? Don't worry about it. Shut that alarm off.
Yeah. Chop it up here at 105 The Fan. Remember the death row inmate who chose to be executed by firing squad?
I do.
All right, so...
By the way, would you do that? Would you pick an absurd death if you were going to go anyway?
I don't know. I mean, could you, like, you know, you don't want to get your head chopped off.
Like if they said injection or you could do the chair, because the chair is not commonly used anymore.
The chair is not commonly used.
Would you just say, well, let me do the chair?
No, that sounds like a miserable death. That sounds like a miserable death. Lethal injection, they say, is bad too. But this guy chose firing squad because, and he chose firing squad. He was in South Carolina. And he chose firing squad because he said it was going to be more humane. He would die quicker. Well, apparently they missed. And they missed their target.
Like seven guys shooting?
Well, I think they have three guys, but no, you don't know which one has the bullet. And they don't know either. So there's two, there's only one live round, and there's two, you know, blanks. Mm-hmm. None of them know which one is which. At least that's what they say.
So they don't have to live with the guilt, right, potentially?
Right. So, but they said that they missed their target because there's supposed to be a target on the chest, right, the heart. And I assume they're just using this, like, massive 50 cal, like, blow a hole through him kind of bullet, right? But he suffered 30 to 60 seconds of excruciating pain.
Jeez.
Just writhing. Like this, I don't feel bad for him because he's obviously, he's a murderer. He's on death row for a reason. But I do feel bad. Like, he chose the most, what he thought would be humane way out, and he winds up writhing in pain for as long as a minute, upwards of a minute.
So, and this, you said this was South Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay, so according to the internet, in South Carolina, the weapon used, I guess, and gun experts or gun enthusiasts on the fan text can let us know what this means, because I don't. A 308 caliber Winchester 110 grain TAP urban ammunition. So that's what was used for the execution there. Would you go down by firing squad? Would you take that one if you had the chance?
I assume so.
Peyton, what about you?
No, I'm injection guy. I mean, firing squad, I don't want to get shot, man.
I don't want to get shot either.
I mean, I guess they shoot you in the chest, but I don't know.
I don't want to get shot either, but man. The chairs lethal injection, like, it just sounds like it'd be burning like crazy inside you. You know what I mean? Like, you could feel it. I don't know. It just sounds, none of them sound like a good option at all.
Why can't they just, like, send me to space or something?
Because you killed somebody. You don't just get to, like...
You think you're going to get on the Blue Origin or whatever and go out to space and get dropped off at the space station? They're gonna kick you off?
He thinks the punishment for murder is, like, half of every first grade boy's dream is to be an astronaut.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you killed somebody. You get to be an astronaut, Peyton.
Yeah, but you just put me on something and send me out there and then I never come back.
He's like, what? Yeah. I get to float and eat Tang for the rest of my life? Sweet. Like, that's Peyton's punishment.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, why don't you just, you know, put him in the petting zoo? Put him in the petting zoo with some other lions. And why don't you do that, huh?
They could be part of the
Komodo dragons.
100 men versus one gorilla challenge.
Yeah, there you go.
So the use of the lethal injection, when it's done correctly, the first stage of it is meant to sedate. So you're not supposed to feel pain or discomfort at all.
Oh. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, it puts you out.
But that's the problem, is that when it doesn't work correctly, it apparently hurts like hell.
Yeah, I can imagine. Chopping it up here on Sean and RJ. 105 through the fan. Mavs are going to get the number one pick. They are going to get Cooper Flagg. What kind of player is he? ESPN's Seth Greenberg joins the show on Sean and RJ coming up next on 105 through the fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.